Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
Brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
There he is. He just wrapped up his press conference. Now he's nice enough to join us. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, D.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Well, we're good. Give us the biggest brownie bites from today, from some of the things that we heard from the folks that talked.
Probably Tommy Rees acknowledging that he called the wrong play on that fourth and one that ended up with Dylan Gabriel getting sacked.
Did you find that refreshing?
Yeah, I mean, that was head coach material right there. Like, right there, you saw why he is so highly regarded and thought of as a future head coach in the making. It's why he's probably going to get calls from college programs here with all these openings around the country right now. And that also will open, you know, at the end of the season too. But yeah, I mean, that right there, it was refreshing to hear that kind of candor. We're not used to hearing that kind of candor. You'll never hear Kevin Stefanski say that. Jim Schwartz, you'd probably hear him say that. Maybe Bubba too. I mean, Bubba was pretty accountable today too for the constant special teams blunders that seemingly have occurred under his watch with regularity. And the fact that he still has a job, which I think is pretty amazing too. But I thought that those comments, and I just was able to get the video up of it, some of the responses from Rees when pressed on that fourth and one situation. I just have tremendous respect for the honesty. And I think maybe Kevin Stefanski could learn from that.
Daryl, we were just talking about this. You know more about it than I do. What can Bubba Ventrone do if he's putting the right pieces on the field for covering a kick and a punt and guys don't cover a kick or a punt?
Bench people.
And replace them with whom?
Whoever you got to put out, you got to send messages. Like, you got to have accountability.
My thought only is that, you know, special teams usually made up of guys from the other units, and your player pool is somewhat limited there.
Well, Myles Garrett plays special teams. Grant Delpit plays special teams. Like, best players are on special teams. Joel Bitonio plays special teams. So, and it was interesting listening to Jim Schwartz. You know, Cam Thomas with that offside that effectively ended that game. Schwartz talked about that, and he said, hey, the shame of it is that Cam actually played a really good game, but that's the play that everyone remembers in that spot. I think you got to get a little hard-headed with some of this stuff because it's costing you games, and you have to send a message, you know. I realize that my thoughts aren't always practical. To your point, Jeff, I don't know. At some point, you got to send a message that, hey, this is unacceptable. Mental mistakes in critical situations that cost us football games are not acceptable. And if you're going to make them, you can't play. It's that simple to me.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. What's the vibe out there on the quarterback situation? I mean, and Darryl, what do you think it's going to take Gabriel to kind of solidify things and settle things in? I know you probably don't think that, but or for them to switch? I think that's more the question I'm wanting to know.
Grow 6 inches, and it doesn't matter. They're not changing quarterbacks, no matter how much we talk about it. They are dead set that they are sticking with Dylan Gabriel through thick and thin. In this case, very thin. And they're going to ride the, they're going to ride this storm out to the finish line, to whatever their plan is. What is clear is, like, I don't hear any rumblings for Shedeur Sanders, like, within the building. I don't feel like that there's any type of a divide that, it, you know, because we've seen that in the past, right? I mean,
right.
We've been here, guys, we've been here before with the awful quarterback play. And, you know, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in the building or amongst fans, right? Well, you know, I just don't get the sense that there's a big.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Groundswell pushing for a quarterback change within the building. And that's why, like, when you guys keep asking about it, it's like, guys, it is what it is. Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback. Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback. They won on the field. The results are the results. You see him. I see him. Everybody sees him, right? The reels are going viral of all the awful throws, but that's the guy they want on the field. So that's the guy they're going to keep putting on the field until they are ready to make a change. And it doesn't feel like they're anywhere near close to doing that.
Darryl, answer, give me your choice on this multiple choice question. Most likely of this group to be the Browns starting quarterback next year: Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, veteran brought in either through trade or free agent signing, or player picked in next year's first round of the draft?
Probably a pick in next year's draft. I would say one, veteran two. Because I can't imagine you want to start Dylan Gabriel next year unless your goal is to have the first pick in the draft in 2027. And then I just – see, here's the problem that the Browns really have in this situation, okay? It's been 27 years of this mess. Fans' patience – has worn out. The fan, you can no longer ask your fans to be patient with you. That's the problem the Browns, I think, really find themselves in organizationally. Like, had we had a run, right, where there was just sustained success, okay, and they, you know, made the playoffs a bunch of times, maybe came close to the Super Bowl, whatever, right? Had we had that stretch, this is a non-issue. Okay, well, they're just going through a tough stretch. They got to find the next quarterback. They got, okay, all understandable. The problem that the Browns have, it's been 27 seasons of this, with the exception of, you know, okay, 2002, 2007, even though they didn't make the playoffs, 2020 and 2023. So that means 23 of your 27 seasons has been this. And fans are sick of it, right? They're sick of watching their team lose. They're sick of their team putting an inept offense on the field every year. They're sick of watching bad quarterbacks while they turn on the TV and they're watching all these other teams around the league score 20 points with their eyes closed, make the playoffs with their eyes closed, right? Put together competitive rosters, and this team can't get out of their own way. So I think that's the other element that is missing from this conversation is, you know, the be patient with us. Hey, we're, you know, putting this thing back together. That's why we're being patient with Andrew. That's why we're being patient with Kevin because of the Deshaun thing. We all share in that. And so we don't want to show these guys the door because it's not all their fault. It's tough to hold them accountable. Now we got to go through this transition period and find that quarterback like Jimmy Haslam talked about during training camp, right, where he says it's going to be a 2 to 3 year process, right? That's really tough to force your fans to swallow 2 to 3 more years of bad football in the hopes that, oh, by some miracle, they're all of a sudden going to get it right because they haven't gotten it right. It hasn't mattered, the GM, the coach, the ownership, right?
Yep.
They haven't gotten right. So I think that's the other battle that they're fighting internally too, because it's like, I don't get the impression that ownership wants to make sweeping changes in this building. But at the same time, your fans, your paying customers, they don't like the product that they're seeing on the field. And their patience, their level of understanding, just it's not there because they've been promised regime after regime after regime, hey, we're going to have some short-term pain so that we have sustained success. And there hasn't been a single regime in 27 years that has come through this building and delivered on that promise. And it includes the two people in charge of this organization right now, and that's Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. There has not been sustained success delivered. And the last time they went through some really, really awful pain, historic pain, you know, that 4-44 stretch, right?
Yep.
It was supposed to deliver this lengthy 8 to 10 year window of contention. Well, that's been blown to bits. They're almost back to square one. Not completely, because you do have some talent on the defensive side of the ball. You got really good players there. But offensively, you have nothing to work with.
Yeah, it did feel like expansion era last week.
Yeah.
Daryl, hey, we got to roll, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will talk to you soon. And, of course, we're watching you on our YouTube channel and checking out your stuff at 923thefan.com. Thank you, Daryl.
See you, Daryl. Thanks.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, yep. Daryl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.